Jesus' name. Shall we say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. And all the time, you look very beautiful and handsome this morning. I can see you all from here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Gideon. Hi. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Today is a special day. Hallelujah. I see David is 72 here. David, you are welcome. All the way from Ghana. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. The title for the message today is, It is Finished. It is Finished. Just last Sunday, we celebrated the death and resurrection, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I haven't seen it like just the following week is Communion Sunday. Hallelujah. The Lord is up to something. Just hang in there. It doesn't matter what's going on. He says, It is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's quickly read John 19:30. John 19:30. Can we have it? Okay, I'll read from the NIV here. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Hallelujah. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. What did Jesus mean by saying, It is finished? You remember there was sin in the whole world because of the sin of Adam and Eve. And after that, the number of wrongdoings that we humans did, we have to sacrifice goats and sheep to amen for that. Hallelujah. But there was a conference in heaven. Somebody say a conference.
A conference.
Hallelujah. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, decided to come. Hallelujah. And die for you and I. And die for you and I. It wasn't easy. He went through all the pain, the suffering for you and I. Hallelujah. On Easter Sunday, he said, It is finished. Why did he say that? What does that mean? It is finished from the Greek word tetelestai. T-E-T-E-L-E. Tetelestai. Hallelujah. You have it there. It's from the Greek word meaning tetelestai. T-E-T-E-L-E-S-T-A-I. I don't know how you pronounce it, but that's how I pronounce it. Tete or tetelestai. Tomato and tomato, they're the same thing. Hallelujah. So, and that means it's an accounting word, the Greek word from meaning paid in full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paid in full. So Jesus died. He said, It is finished. Why? Because he paid your debt in full. Hallelujah. Debt, number one, is being saved. For your salvation, he came. He was pardoned. He went through everything. Temptation by the devil. All because of you. Remember, he came in human form like you and I. I believe you heard so all these messages. He was born. A baby, he went through diaper and all that. Why should God do all this just for you and I? Hallelujah. Amen. He suffered for you and I. Humiliation. The whooping and the shellacking, all that he went through just for you and I. And he said it is finished. For most of us, we think that just the salvation is it. But it is finished. It's more than just the salvation. Hallelujah. Or else, when you die, you should just, and when you accept Jesus, then he should just call you home. But you are alive because God has more to you, more to give you than just salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Just put your trust in this God. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him, for that matter, her, out of them all. So becoming a child of God does not mean that you will not go through stuff. As I stand here, I have issues, and I believe you also have issues. Hallelujah. The afflictions of the righteous. The devil, it didn't end last week when the resurrection took place. Everything was wiped out. But day in and day out, we are going through struggles. We're going through. The enemy is not sleeping 24 hours a day. Continuously, the enemy is fighting you and I. Hallelujah. In every area, it could be family issues, financial, school, whatever it is. The enemy is fighting. But the Bible says that. That's why you should know yourself. The afflictions of the righteous. Are you a righteous one? Anybody who is saved, accepted Jesus as his or a person, is righteous. Hallelujah. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. So don't run away. Just hold on. Just hold on. He said it is finished. The word is, the phrase is loaded. It is finished because he took away everything and gave you the peace. Hallelujah. It may seem elusive, but he did it. Can we also quickly read John 10? Read verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you or that they, you can personalize making you, that they might have life. They, who is that they over there? It's you and I, hallelujah, might have life and have it to the full. The life that he's talking about here, not just going to heaven, but because you are alive, that you might live a meaningful, hallelujah, life. Hallelujah. That you'll be victorious in everything that you do day in and day out. The afflictions may come. The troubles may come. But in all that, the Lord expects you to be more than the conqueror that the word says. Hallelujah. So, brethren, you should know your word and walk in it. Because you remember, those of you who know this game show, the Price is Right. Hallelujah. Some of the items when you are called, they start naming the stuff. The guy will name this and say, give this, and then there's more. And then they open the door and there's a car behind that door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the salvation is just there, but there is more. Don't despair. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not despair in this life. But if you turn your back on the Lord, where else will you go? I've seen somebody stand in front of the congregation and say that if God doesn't do this, I won't follow him. Really? Hallelujah. The one who created it, he knows tomorrow from today. Just hang in there. Know the word and walk in the word. Hallelujah. Jesus did not only come to save you from hell, but also to give you a well-meaningful life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the going gets tough, the tough gets what? Going. Hallelujah. It is finished. It is finished, but it goes beyond that. What are you worried about? What is the situation, brethren? You know, the communion, when the Lord was leaving, he sat down with his disciples and they broke bread. He said, do this in remembrance of me, what I came and what I did for you. She will always give you encouragement. Just last week, we celebrated Easter. And today, it's like we're getting double portion. Hallelujah. This communion too is reminding you of what Jesus did. If it had not been the Lord on your side, just tell me. Tell me where you will be right now. The grace of God has been sufficient for you. He said, it is finished. I did what I have to do. I did what I have to do. Now it's up to you to just hold in. Hold on. When Jesus uttered these words, it was declaring the debt owed to his father was wiped away completely. He didn't owe that debt, but for your sake, hallelujah, he stood in for you and I. So the debt was completely wiped off. Do not let your past sins, the past sins you did, always chase you. When the devil is reminding you of those things, just remind him of his future. When the devil is reminding you of your past, just remind him of his future. Because Jesus came and he wiped the slate clean for you. Hallelujah. Just look forward. Because he is the author and finisher of your faith. Can we read 1 Peter 5? 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5. Reading from verse 6. 1 Peter 5. Humble yourself therefore unto the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares. Is this some of your cares or all? All your care upon him, for he careth for you. So after Jesus saving you, it doesn't end there. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, be vigilant. Because your adversary, who is your adversary? The devil. Hallelujah. As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Let's continue. 10. And the God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Verse 11. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. The one who called you is faithful. Brethren, just hold on. Don't give up and don't despair. You see, many people who have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, they're going through trials. Maybe all that I'm rambling this morning is for just one person. You want to throw in the towel because you think nothing is working. Remember, salvation, the Lord has given you salvation. Hallelujah. He will do the rest. If he's provided with a car, the garage wouldn't be able to put provide the garage for you to put the car there. Hallelujah. You are serving a living, not a dead God. That's what you know. Brother, you don't know what you have, but the enemy knows what you have. The enemy knows what you have. That's why he's bombarding you here and there, trying to knock you like a soccer ball. But just hang in there. Hang in there, hallelujah. Because you serve a living, not a dead God. Do not let your past dictate who you are. You are a child of God. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Do not look at the advancement of somebody else, but look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. The one who called you is faithful. Hallelujah. Why do we keep mentioning Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And all? We keep mentioning their name. They've gone long ago, but we still mention them in the Bible. Because what they stood their ground. Will you stand your ground? If you face adversity, will you turn your back? Maybe you want to drive through quick. But God has decided. He says in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In God's time, he makes all things beautiful. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? The other day I was at work and they said there was earthquake. I didn't feel it, but everybody around felt it. So, I didn't feel it, but everybody around me felt it. They asked me, did you feel anything? I said, no, I didn't feel anything. You see? The struggles and things will happen around you. Hallelujah. But the Lord will mean you to all those things if you hold on to him. Hold on, brethren. You are the right place at the right time. You have the right stuff. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Amen. God is good. You may have seemingly gotten to your wit's end, but hang in there. God is not done with you yet. God is not done with you. Hallelujah. What are your challenges? Just leave it at the cross. Jesus is your only hope. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, they were living comfortably in exile. They could have enjoyed whatever they had to enjoy over there, but they looked beyond, hallelujah. The Lord has a calling on you. Will you stand your ground? They said, even if we are not saved from this wrath, we will still not bow.
Amen.
Will you get to that point where you can say that?
Amen.
Or you get pushed so much so that you want to give in and let the enemy smile? Will your anchor hold in these storms of life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only you know what you are going through. It could be spiritual, physical, material, financial, academic, etc. Just leave it at the feet of Jesus, the one who knows your future. The one who knows your future. Hallelujah. The one who knows your future. Heaven never runs out of resources. Heaven never runs out of resources.
Amen.
Because the Lord is the source and the avenue you provide. Just hold on. This morning I'm here to encourage you to hold on. It is finished. It's not just salvation alone. It goes beyond that. Your life, your going out, your coming in. What you eat, what you put on. See, even the best of this, they don't, when they wake up in the morning, and they start singing, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. At the end of the day, though, before, it doesn't matter. Even the best, how much for you and I, that he created in his own image. Will you hold on? Hallelujah. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God. The first part. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Where will you get the knowledge? From the word of God. The word of God. And fellowshipping like this. Hallelujah. So salvation is number one. Number two is that because of lack of knowledge, we don't know what to do and you get despair. But our manual for this life is the word of God. Hallelujah. Just hang in there every day. Make sure you read the scripture and let it guide you. Most of us will listen to the report of men. What the doctor is saying, what the lawyer is saying, what anybody is saying. Gideon, I don't mean you. Hallelujah. What are you saying? Who has the final say? Just tell me, who has the final say in your life? Who has the final say? Is that the doctor? Is that the lawyer? They have gone to school and they've studied and they look at you and they tell you what they see. But who has the final say? Do you accept their report as the final one? Or you accept the report of the one who created you, hallelujah, and created every part of your being. So if there's a problem with any part of your body, why don't you go to the source itself, hallelujah, and somehow let him be the final arbiter, let him decide, hallelujah. Read your Bible and pray every day, like we learned at Sunday school. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to do or grow, if you want to survive, if you want to manage to live this life, read your Bible and pray every day. Amen. All right, so you claim your promises too. The promise of the Lord, they are yea and amen. As he said it, and will he not do it? He always watches over his word to perform. It's all about time. We have our timetable. You want it now. Like I said, a drive-thru. You want it now. You want it quickly. You don't want to even go inside to go and order it. Hallelujah. You want it now. our God to. Remember, He created, He has your life. He knows your tomorrow from today. He knows what will take place even in the next moment. You don't know. Why don't you hold on to and hang on to Him? That whatever happens, happens. But hold on to Him, because that's important. Amen. The Bible also says that we should study to show ourselves approved. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. Hallelujah. A worker who does not, who is not ashamed, does not, that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Rightly dividing the word of truth and fellowship. God bless those who are watching Facebook or any, but it's important also gather. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God bless you too. Hebrews 10:25 says that we should never neglect gathering together like this. So whenever there's opportunity to come to the house of God, please do not neglect it. You come, you see Auntie Gloria, say, God bless you. She says, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important that we share fellowship. It is all important. As you go and you come, brethren, know that when you say it is finished, God is not finished with you yet. He still has a lot to do with you. Do not despair this morning. Do not give up. Because the one who called you is faithful. He has promised. He will never fail.
I will hang on him.
Hallelujah.
He has promised. He will never fail.
Never fail.
His faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Is forevermore.
Oh,
his faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
His faithfulness,
faithfulness
is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness,
faithfulness
is forevermore.
Jesus said, it is finished. I'm trying to recap and we'll pray. His number one mission for coming on earth is to die and save you and I from hell. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior? This is not something your mom has to do for you, your dad has to do for you. You have to do it yourself. If you have not done this, that's the most important thing. As I told you, beyond those prizes, there's a bigger thing behind. There's more the Lord is prepared to give you. So He came, He went through all the humiliation, He went through everything for your sake. So if you are sitting and you are saved, praise the Lord. But if you can hear the sound of my voice and you have not accepted Jesus, it says, all have sinned. We have all sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. It's like working. If you work, you expect to be paid either weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, whatever. And the wages of this sin that we have sinned is death. Like, first one is Romans 3:23, and then Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But then he continues to say, for the gift of God. For God so loved the world that He gave. Jesus came, He died. He shouldn't have come, but He did it for you. So if you are not saved, if you have not accepted Jesus, your coming to church is good, but that will not get you to heaven. You have to accept Him as an individual. And he goes to Hebrews, he talks about it, Hebrews 10, 19, that if you will just believe and you confess with your mouth, hallelujah, you will be saved. Because of you, Jesus had to go through all that. Why? He went through all that to be born like human, like go through the process of growing up, diaper and all, like I said, and everything being whooped and all that. Going through all this, growing up, humiliation and everything for your sake. Why? It got to a point he wanted to give up because the humanness was there. Hallelujah. But for your sake, for my sake, he did not. He continued. That's why he was able to mutter those words, "Tetelestai." Paid in full. It is done. Hallelujah. So if you are here and you have accepted Jesus, your salvation is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Now the rest, now you have to work out those salvation, that salvation with fear and trembling. Believing that this God is able to take care of you. Do you believe that? That he's able to take care of you? Number two, not just saving you, but to give you a meaningful life. That when you are walking, your head will be up, not down. You are so miserable. People look at you and they want to run away. Why? You have to exude that life. Hallelujah. You have nothing in the bank, but your presence alone should make a difference. Because you have somebody, you are serving a God who owns this whole wide world. Gold, whatever, he has it because he created this world. It's all a matter of belief. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I did not give you this. Whoever, Hebrews 11:6, comes to God must believe that he is. You must believe that God is. He's not here. You don't see him, but you believe. You came in here, you didn't look at the seed. You just sat down because you believe that your seed will hold you. Hallelujah. He's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You can define the word diligent. Those who diligently seek the Lord, they find him. And he will reward you too. That's how it is. But when it comes to time, I cannot tell. I've got issues. I've been praying about stuff. But the fact that those things are not happening, I'm still alive. Hallelujah. God will take care of everything. If it's his will, praise the Lord. If not, praise the Lord. Because at the end of it, the day is heaven. As we sit here, by the end of today, our lives on earth will be short by one day. You know that, right? So either Jesus comes, or day in day out, we are shortening our days one by one. He said, you will not die, but you will live to proclaim the goodness of the Lord. And that is to the Lord. The Bible has given us, you will live for these years and then the Lord will add this. But the Lord has his own timetable. We don't know why people who know God and work with some are called home earlier than we thought. But it's all in the hands of God. All you have to do is to do your due diligence by being obedient to the Lord, read your Bible, pray, and trust that the one who called you is faithful and he will do it. Shall we rise? In his time. In his time. Hallelujah.
He makes all things.